B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Gargano and Martinez Holy Satisfied section. Gargano and Jason Martinez. It starts.
Hello?
Where's the crack?
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. Well, I want to say happy, happy, happy Harper Day, but I don't think that's the case. Midday show, Jason Martinez. I'm Anthony Gargano, and after the Vegas Twitter storm dusted up Bryce Harper today, talking to some people, including a buddy of mine from USA Today, Bob Nightingale, said this thing's going to take more time, that it is not imminent today.
All right, you got till noon. There's your deadline, Bryce.
There you go.
You got to noon.
So he says, I'll give it to you. He says, it's going to take more time. And then he said, I don't see anyone else involved unless Ted Lerner, who's the owner of the Nationals, dramatically changes his mind. So I think what the Harper camp is waiting on is for Lerner to officially pass. There's nobody else that can come in. I mean, I guess the Yankees are always a threat, but there's really nobody else that would come in for Bryce Harper. The White Sox are focused on Manny Machado.
Yeah, that seems like a foregone conclusion.
All right, and that leaves the Phillies really solely with Harper. Mm-hmm. But they want to wait. Now, look, it's not, like, I think it's a long shot that the Nationals turn around and spend that kind of money. But, I mean, if you're the Nationals and you have that pitching staff, I mean, you might as well go all in and try to win. They have been trying to win for the past 5 years and have come up empty, right?
Yeah, they haven't gotten it done.
They've come up small. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't know if they changed their mind. All I know is, Jason, and I want to start the show like this. If the Phillies do not land Harper, I'm devastated.
Harper.
And quite frankly, I lose interest.
Yeah. Look, they've made some deals this summer, or this winter, rather. Some good ones. You get McCutcheon, that's nice. You get Segura, that's nice. You get help in the bullpen. They're all nice moves. But they're not earth-shattering moves, lightning rod moves to put fannies in the seats. And they're better than they were last year, just by subtraction, too, with Santana gone. You move Reese to first, all those things. But you need a star. You need a face. You need a guy to put on the marquee. And none of those guys are on the marquee. Reese isn't ready for the marquee. You know, those guys aren't ready. Nola's not ready for the marquee. So you need a guy like Bryce Harper. And they need to get it done. I'm just so confounded and perplexed why this is taking this long. What do they need more time for?
Well, again, you know, he's trying to maximize, you know, Scott Boras.
Yeah, dollars.
You know Scott Boras. You know how he does things. And if Lerner has a change of heart, which is not out of the question. Like, I think it's a long shot. I mean, how much money are you going to spend?
Yeah, longer he waits, the more chances of losing him happens, you know? The longer that Lerner waits to get into the thing, he could just sign today and Lerner could be out. And
well, I think
change of heart doesn't happen.
But if he knows he's got the Phillies, like, mm-hmm. If I know I got you, like, we're going to go to the Eagles game. You're in. It's me and you. I got two tickets. But I'm waiting for Mikey Mist, right? So I go, you're my guy until Mikey Mist says yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's, I know what you're saying.
That's what the deal is. Mm-hmm. Like, well, you know, I'm not going to go alone because I got Jason. Well, Mikey Mist changes his mind.
You're upgrading.
You know, he gets off the toilet. I got Mikey Mist.
Yeah, well. Yeah. But here's the thing is, if you're the Phillies at this point, and I know you don't want to put a deadline on the guy, but, I mean, we're, what, 2.5 weeks away from spring training. It's like, let's go here. We want to get a marketing campaign underway. We want to start selling some season tickets here.
Yeah.
To offset the cost.
Yeah, but, like, listen, the minute he signs...
Yeah, the phone lines are lit.
Yeah, I mean, there's no... We're impatient because we want it to happen.
Yeah.
quite, and I think it's bad for baseball that it doesn't happen right away. But all that said, I mean, let's be real. They can wait the 2 weeks and make a grand entrance to Clearwater.
Yeah, at this point, is he going to like drop out of the helicopter opening day at Citizens Bank Park?
Yeah,
with a contract, he's going to sign it at second base.
I mean, he can go like this. Eh, I don't feel like going to spring training. You never in football. The veterans, never like to sign and go to camp. There's no difference. I mean, if you don't feel like going to spring training, he says, "Listen, I'll sign. I'll sign like third week of February."
Yeah, I'll get my 3 weeks in to get ready for the season before we come back north.
Yeah, there's all those factors, but I do think Scott Boras is waiting just in case the Nationals at the 11th hour get into it, or the Yankees. Like the Yankees could in a whim could say,
"Let me swoop in and just grab him."
Yeah, let me put him with Judge.
Well, okay, let me ask you this. If the Nationals came in and learned, had a change of heart and matches the Phillies' offer, would the preference be for Bryce Harper to go back to the Nationals?
I don't know that answer. Only Bryce knows that answer. I don't know. But again, I think like the Phillies. Here's the other thing: the Phillies are in no matter what. Like they go as high as it needs to be.
So they'll match anybody's offer.
So if the Nationals, go up. I don't know, the 15 million more. The Phillies go, "All right, well, put me in for 15 million, $1.
Yeah, I'll see your 15 million and I'll raise you a buck.
Like John Middleton is going to outbid. So ultimately, it comes down to Harper and whether or not he wants to play. See, that's my only, I think he comes here. I think it happens. Like, I feel really strongly about it. But my only concern is that there's a little modicum of concern because Harper knows that John won't be outbid, that Middleton's not going to be outbid. So if you know that, then why hasn't it already happened? Why don't you just go, "All right, I'll sign." He would have signed, pick any of these days when he could sign.
Yeah. Well, it's like the buy
it now. Last week was the perfect week because it was the dead week before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Now you got the Super Bowl. Unless he waits until after, because he's not going to sign later this week. It's all Super Bowl coverage.
Yeah, you don't grab the headlines.
No, you want, if I'm Harper's team, that's why I was surprised this thing came out today. I was like, it's too soon. He's not going to sign Super Bowl week.
Yeah, I don't understand any of it at this point, and I'm just perplexed how long it's taken. And I agree with you. It's not good for baseball to have this just drag on and drag on and drag on. And I feel bad for the guys that cover it. Then the agents ripping the news reporters and guys like Bob Nightingale. They're trying to do their job. And
yeah,
it's like going, okay, well, look, Boras, get off your ass. Get this thing done. Push this over the goal line. But let me ask you, if they sign Bryce Harper, well, let me say, if they miss out on Harper or Machado, what's your level of interest in the Phillies this year?
If they miss out on Harper, look, I don't think Machado's going to play. I think he's going to the White Sox.
Okay.
So I think it's Harper or bust. If they miss out on Harper, I'll be devastated. I love baseball. I do. I watched, we were making a joke of it like 2 years ago when they were about watching every game, even last year. Like, they were good, right?
Yeah, you're watching the Angels play Seattle.
You know, I mean, I just like the sport. So, you know how we are. We're 4 for 4 people, and luckily it's my job, so, I have an excuse. So I'm always in, but I mean, quite frankly, my interest goes from, heightened, take the pledge, pitch by pitch, to an afterthought.
Yeah.
Because you know what? They're not going to win. If they don't get Harper, they're not winning.
And they have no identity.
No.
He's part of the identity. And that's how big of a decision, however this breaks, is for the Phillies organization. I mean, could be like a seminal moment, whether they get him or they don't.
Yeah, I mean, I think they have a shot. If they get Harper, their lineup with Segura, Reese, McCutcheon, you got bats. You got, like, legit bats. So, because their rotation is still not good, other than Nola. I like their bullpen a lot. But you need Harper. You need an outfield. Yeah. You have no outfielders.
Yeah, and if it happens, I wonder, how many people are they going to light those phone lines up to get tickets to see the Phillies if Harper? Are people going to go? is it sign Harper and Pete and they will come. You know what I mean? Build it and they will come. Sign Harper, they will come.
Yeah, I wonder, and we got to talk about this, though, because something momentous happened in sports television yesterday.
Yeah, I can't
And we'll
it.
Tell you about it on the other side.
Yeah.
But something really momentous in the sports television arena happened. And it's not good.
Yeah, it's not. And it's a shame, frankly. And it's a sign of the time. 610-632-0975. If Harper signs, will you go? Would you go then to the ballpark more if you already go? Or is it going to take winning with Harper? 610-632-0975. Jim Salisbury will join us at 11:30 from NBC Sports Philadelphia. We'll talk Phillies with him. We're back after this. 97.5 The Fanatic.
You've been lied to. No, not by the Phillies. The woman in your life has been lying to you. She's been telling you she doesn't want anything for Valentine's Day. But in reality, it's a test. It's a trick. It's a ruse. Steven Singer knows. It's called insincere sincerity. It's like when you say to somebody, oh yeah, let me get the check at dinner. I'm happy to pick you up at the airport. Happy to help you move. These are little white lies. But the worst is when the person you love the most says they don't want anything for Valentine's Day. Yeah, it might be true that they don't need anything, but this is the one day a year set aside for saying, I love you. And what better way to say I love you than with a real long stem American Beauty rose deeply and lavishly dipped in pure 24 karat gold. It lasts forever, starting at just $59. Go now to IHateStevenSinger.com. See all of his exclusive colors, like Valentine's Day Red, where the petals are red and trimmed in 24 karat gold, or Sweet Love, which is a lush lavender color. They come with your own personalized love note in Steven's Signature's gift box, shipped for free. Leave it to one of America's best jewelers to have one of America's best gifts, a gift she will cherish forever. Only available at IHStevenSinger.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hello.
All right. Before we continue the Harper thing and we tell you what was really a dramatic shakeup in sports television, what a night last night! The kid! Is he? The long layoff and you come back against the Peg? The nasty Peg Jets?
Yeah.
Up and down, and the kid was sensational.
31 saves, 3-1 win to hold that team. I think they're like the fifth highest scoring team in the league, and they got some sensational players. Patrick Laine had 6 shots in the game, and by my count, this is a little geeky, but 4 high danger opportunities.
I love the danger opportunities.
Yeah, and he made every save on it, a great glove save on him from right at the top of the circle, and, and man, this kid is just so calm and cool and collected, Carter Hart. And he's got like such a calm demeanor to him.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
That I'm going to totally embarrass myself.
Go ahead.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time, Chiefs. Oh, Baldy. I feel like. Thank you, Andrew. I feel like I'm watching Patty Wah.
Wow. Okay. You feel like that's a lofty.
I know.
But he is. I feel like I'm watching Carey Price, the more modern version and what, created and really used with the guy who brought the butterfly into the NHL. But his play reading ability.
I was a huge Patty Wah fan.
How could you not? He was crazy. He's bananas, too. But
he's the best Patty Wah.
This guy's changed the whole mentality of the team because they know that if they make a mistake, he's back there to bail them out, and that changes everything. And to hold that team to one goal last night after the break, and he played one game during with the Phantoms over the break, but... Man, he's He's impressive.
I mean, that
impressive
team's
young man.
All kidding aside, that team's nasty, man.
Yeah, they're a cup contender.
Yeah.
I think by my count, they're like the second or third best team in the league. That's kind of where I rank the Winnipeg Jets, and they're certainly a team that could win the cup. They got it all. And it was tremendous. They're getting scoring from, you know, guys like James Van Rie, 7 goals in his last 6 games. All of a sudden, he's awoken.
Yeah, he's playing good hockey.
Konechny gets a great goal last night, you know, and those guys are scoring, and you're going to be a much better team.
So you think he's Carey Price?
Well, I think that's the comparable for me. Braden Holtby, kind of Carey Price, stylistically, that's how he plays. You hope he turns into that. He's got the mental makeup. He's got the technical ability
already. By the way,
Braden
Holtby, well, what's wrong with him?
Well, the whole team is...
he's getting riddled.
Yeah, well, that happened last year, too. He actually went into the playoffs and didn't have his job.
I know, he's worse now.
Yeah, well, they'll get it together, though. That team will be in the mix. They always are. So we'll see. They're playing different, and they're playing at the Rangers tonight, and back-to-back Stoli will go tonight. But the team looks different. They look more entertaining, don't they?
They do. They're a blast to watch.
Yeah, it's all different. And they're going to make a lot of moves.
Now, why wouldn't you play the kid back-to-back?
Yeah, you just don't like to do that. In this day and age, they don't like to play goalies back-to-back games because the percentages and the numbers don't lend to it. And plus, they want to showcase Stoli, too, and see what he's got. You know, it's not about playing an inordinate
Stolarz
amount of games.
Is, I can tell you what you got there.
Well, you don't want to wear the kid down, too, because then you get into injury.
He's a kid! Better play! How many games did you play? Now you play. You're an old man.
Yeah, but there's goalie killers. You know, you don't want to do that.
Oh,
there's
stop.
No sense. There's no sense in doing it. But they gave him the hard game. They gave him the Winnipeg game. Yeah, you don't give him the back-to-back.
He's a kid. He can't play back-to-back games. I don't
understand.
Well,
he would if it was a light load last night.
Birdie played 78 games.
Well, that's a different time.
So what?
Well, they're smarter now, so they don't do that.
It's not playing. He can play. You want to be busy as a goaltender.
Yeah, I get that. But you don't want to wear the kid down. That's what happens.
You're not wearing him down. You're not going to the playoffs. Just let him play. Let him give him ride this thing.
Well, you want him to play every game the rest of the way?
I'm not saying every game. But, geez, you just had a week off.
Yeah. Well, he didn't. He played a game on Saturday.
I know, just to keep him fresh.
Yeah, yeah. No, you don't play him back-to-back. You got a bunch of games coming up.
I hate this rest. I do. I hate it.
Well, that's the only position that gets it. You know, every forward plays back-to-back.
I know. I don't know why he can't. He's a kid. He can play back-to-back.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you play every back-to-back, but you just came off.
No, I get what you're saying.
Who's Thursday night? Who they got Thursday night?
Boston. He's going to play Thursday against Boston, right.
then
start a five-game homestand.
And they play Saturday.
They got McDavid and the Oilers in on Saturday.
All right.
So.
All right. Well, you're playing Thursday, so against Boston. I want to see him play at Boston.
Yeah, then there's every other day a game for this homestand.
I'm all right. I'm all right with tonight.
Yeah, I mean, that's you got 3 or 4 days.
I forgot. It's a busy schedule. It's a busy schedule because they're on the way back after the bye week.
It's condensed, so.
But I just love. Listen, you don't understand. Well, you understand. It's been so long since you could say they had a. Like someone to look forward to playing goal. And it's interesting because he's not flashy. He's just technically sound.
He's in the right spot so the puck hits him.
Yeah, he's like really good. Although, he moves well, but he's technically sound.
Yeah, he reads plays well. The thing is, too, is he did make a couple spectacular saves on line A last night.
One-timers,
yeah. So he's the full package. And mentally, you know, I interviewed him after the game. He was our player of the game, so we had him on. So usually, like when the interview's over, the guy's wearing headphones. He takes the headphones. I take them, and he just walks out as I'm doing the wrap, finishing up to go to break. And he just stands there. And when you know when it's done, and I get the headphones on, and he sticks his hand, shakes my hand, says thank you. Like he hangs for
that's
it.
Great kid.
Everybody else runs out the door. Like, get me away from this freaking radio guy. But he said, shake your hand. It's just a naivete cool. to him.
Yeah.
Real good guy.
So. Do I have a right to be excited?
Yes.
Is he a lock?
No, definitely not a lock yet. But you have a right to be very excited about what you see.
Okay, let me phrase it this way. Is he a lock that it's his... Is he a lock that he will be... That he can play in this league?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, is it a lock that he can be in the top 10 goalies in the league?
Well, he's got the potential to be the best goalie in the league.
I know, but I'm looking.
Well, it's not a lock yet. No, it's not a lock. I can't give a 20-year-old kid a lock yet when he's played 13 games in the league.
You could tell.
Yeah,
you could tell.
I'm just reserved about it because we've been duped before. You know what I mean?
The minute I watched 3 seconds of Ben Simmons in high school and went,
yeah,
he's a star. Like you know a hit when you hear a hit.
Yeah, a hit's a hit. I don't hit it, and that is not a hit.
Come on, Hess.
Look, he's got every.
Now that's a hit.
Yeah, he's got every tool and everything, but you got to see how it plays out. But I'm very optimistic. You know me, I'm just cautious about that, especially that position.
Let's go, man. I'm tired of it.
Well, he's a savior.
Tired of the goalie. Of the goalie situation. It's got to be him.
Matter of fact, I put him on my top five Tuesday list of untouchables. Yeah. If that means anything.
Okay.
You know? But I can only come up with four guys to put on the list. I can't even come up with five guys to put on a top five Tuesday list for untouchable in this city. The only ones I got are Embiid, Wentz, Carter Hart, and Lane Johnson.
Well, Ben's untouchable.
Not for everybody, though.
Yeah, listen, he's untouchable.
Okay.
We just talked about Anthony Davis coming,
yeah,
and we said no.
Well, that was also partially because you have Embiid and Davis.
Yeah, but still, but he's the point guard. He's the
facilitator.
We talked about, you read the tweet about where his numbers are across the board.
Mm-hmm. After 100 games.
Come on, he's an untouchable.
Okay, well, I think he is. I wouldn't move him, but I don't know that the audience said, no.
Whatever. You got a couple people that are kooks.
Well, it's not a couple. It's pretty vocal, too. Now, I did a Top 5 Tuesday
Kookalooks
list a while back on 2018, April 20th, Anthony, and I got ridiculed because I didn't have Dario on my untouchable list. So we put out a Twitter poll on that day, and 62% of the respondents on that Twitter poll said Dario was untouchable. Well, so they were love.
I loved and still do, present tense, Dario.
Yeah.
But I would...
a little Giorgio.
Dario. No, but I would have told you then he wasn't untouchable.
Yeah. Now, you want to get to this thing that's no longer going to exist?
Well, it goes part and parcel with Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
So, if the Phillies don't get Bryce Harper, it's a blow. It's a dramatic blow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to go in and I want to do the pledge. And that's 162, that you have to watch all or a part. And a part is, you know, a couple innings. You got to do multiple innings on all 162. Now, things happen and stuff in life.
Yeah, but you're checking your phone.
But you got to watch. You got to at least watch, check in somehow. It's easier today. We did this for the Sixers. I did this back in the day for the 2011 Phillies when it was Doc, Lee, Oswalt, and Cole as the starting staff, the aces. But I want to do the 162 pledge. But the 162 pledge only happens if Bryce Harper's here.
Yep.
They're not pledge worthy otherwise.
No, they didn't earn it. You're going to have to earn it. And he's a big way to earn it.
Yeah. So and I wonder about the sport itself. And I wonder further about the sport after last night. Because yesterday ESPN announced that they are canceling Baseball Tonight.
Yeah.
Now, if you're an ESPN watcher like I am, like, well, that's how we all are, right? We grew up with the channel. We love the channel. We're sports people. Baseball Tonight was a staple. Now, I'm not telling you I watch it all the time. I mean, regularly. But
it's always there for you.
But I put it on. Like, I like it. Mm-hmm. Like, another song.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
Carl Ravitch.
Yes. Like, I just like the live look-ins, go here.
Peter Gammons became a household name because of that show.
Without
Jason
a doubt.
Stark.
It's gone.
Yeah. Well, it's only going to air leading into their Sunday night game, apparently. But it's the nightly show.
A weekly show.
Yeah.
Basically turning every night, which was a big deal. Now, you have the story. What's in its place? Like, what's the reasoning for canceling Baseball Tonight?
Well, I mean, the only reason that could be, it doesn't really say in the story, but the reason would be because it's not getting eyeballs.
Well, right.
Because ESPN has the best interest in baseball.
If they addressed it, and what do they think? Like that, putting in another streaming show?
Yeah.
Like another battle show where they do hot takes and fight about it.
Yeah, that time of night, you don't want to see that. You know what I mean? I don't know what they're going to fill the programming with. You know, they show cornhole now. They show weird things, and you got to go, what's going on here?
Let me not go there.
Yeah, but I mean, this is an iconic show.
I mean, seriously.
But the nightly version is going to now be gone.
I mean, they did cup stacking.
Did they really?
Yeah. I saw one day, apparently it was during the summer, and they're doing this cup thing. Cup stacking, whatever.
Wow.
Like, are you serious? Like, there's plenty of content that you don't need to go that cheap and go cup stacking. I mean, like, who's watching bowling? You ever noticed? It is great, though. Where on a Sunday, you ever do this? On a Sunday, so you're watching, click around, maybe you have the ESPN pregame show on, and you turn around, it's still on, and live from Kansas City, it's the Bowling All-Stars, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And they go show the bowling tour.
And you lock in on that?
No. Before you click on to the games.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what they have. They know they know that they're watching. It's counter programming.
Mm.
They know that they're watching. Everybody, real sports fans are watching football. So they're going, well, what the hell? We'll put bowling on. It doesn't cost anything.
Yeah. And they get paid to put that on, probably.
Yeah.
You know.
But it's just funny, right?
Like, yeah. You know, you're right. But it is counter programming because if you're like a big bowling fan, you're probably not a football fan or whatever.
Right. Well, the three people watching bowling probably don't like football. You're right.
And they get the rights to bowling because they go, we can just put it on against football all the time.
I mean, but seriously, but what are you doing? Baseball tonight was a big deal. It's a big deal.
Yeah, there's so many things pointing that something needs to change with the sport. And now you see an iconic show like Baseball Tonight folding up shop and you go, what's going on here? So, yeah, you're right. It's crazy what's happening in baseball. And we're waiting with bated breath on Bryce Harper. Baseball Tonight waited, and they got outlasted.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy. 610-632-0975.
I got to address one thing.
Go ahead.
Because people are tweeting in that they're mad because I said I would lose interest, and they term me a fake fan. Now, if you think I'm a fake fan, then you haven't listened to me for 20 years. All right, so up your geeky. Other than that.
It's a drop.
Other than that. If you don't demand Bryce Harper, you're a fool. You're a fool. You have to demand Bryce Harper. As a fan base, you need Bryce Harper. And all you people out there that do not want Bryce Harper, you're completely out of your mind. You're completely out of your mind if you don't want Bryce Harper. If you don't want Bryce Harper, then you're not a baseball fan. I'm sorry. You have never watched Bryce Harper. You might be a Phillies fan, but you're not a baseball fan.
See, I think it's pretty obvious that if they don't get Harper and they're not performing well and your lack of interest goes down, everybody's does. When you see a team that's out of it, do you see a full ballpark anymore? No. Do you see TV ratings being what they are when they're good? No. That's human nature. That's not you being a big fan. It's not you rearranging your life for a substandard product.
Well, the other thing is, they're just not good enough without Harper. You need a bigger bat in the lineup.
Yeah, they're better than they were last year, but they're not good enough to contend.
Well, that's all debatable, whether they're right now as constituted. It's debatable.
Paper. Yeah, on paper. But the thing, and let's face reality. We're all front runners. When teams are doing well, more people
it's
come to the party.
Being a front runner. It's about it's time now to compete.
Yeah, oh, it is. I agree.
They've been an afterthought for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, more than that. Since 2011, basically, they've been an afterthought. So, it's time now.
Yeah, it's time to restock the cupboard with star players.
It's time to compete.
Yep, absolutely.
There's only franchise that can't find a freaking outfielder.
Crazy. 610-632-0975. We're going to get to the calls coming up after this. Couple open lines. Nick Trevor hanging on, and we'll get to everybody. And it's Bryce Harper Day. Or is it? Or is it not?
No, it's not, bro. I don't think it's today.
610-632-0975. Midday Show. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, 97.5. The Fanatic.
Parks Casino. Let's talk about Parks. It's your championship game headquarters. What a spot, man. If you haven't been to Parks Casino right there in Bensalem, it's beautiful. It really is. It's an incredible place. A great entertainment mecca. And the new sports book is fabulous. Gear up for the big game with an open to the public big game watch party. I'm going to be there starting at 4:30 to hang with you and leading up to the legend. That's right. You know who's going to be there? B. West. Yeah. Brian Westbrook. Our B. West is going to be hanging out for the big day. Your one-stop shop for everything football is Parks Casino. You can place your bets at the all new sports, the sports book, and all the kiosks and all the games and all the stuff. It's great. It's awesome. You can also head to the Liberty Bell Gastro Pub, the brand new beer garden, to watch the game on three giant screens. Get there early, free admission, food and drink specials all day long. Parks Casino is Pennsylvania's number one casino. Street road exit off of 95 or the PA Turnpike. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right, 10:50 on the midday show with Jason Matisse. I'm Anthony Gargano, and we're talking about this Bryce Harper situation, and like, why do I feel that there's not a lot of people that are like hanging on this thing, other than the bro Andrew and us two.
The bro is he's out of control with it. I see his tweets. He's monitoring everybody and anybody that utters the words Bryce Harper. He's got like a notification. Somebody tweets anything, Bryce Harper or some combination thereof, and he gets a notification and he's got some commentary on it. The video game, he's ready to kill the video game company. Because he bought into that originally.
Yeah.
And this is crazy though, because, you know, I'm looking at, like, I follow 6ABC. Action News, and they're tweeting about, like, this might be the day, and here's why, and, you know, reputable news sources, because it's a huge story if it does happen at any time, because Bryce Harper is that level of player, but everybody's got their hopes up for today, and I don't know that it's going to happen today, well, or whatever, you know?
Yeah, but I gotta ask people if they're in line with what I'm thinking. I mean, usually I can tap into our people, because, you know, I'm one of you, but usually I feel the way, like, everybody kind of feels the same way. But I feel like if there is no Harper, like, I'm dashed. I'm really dashed. Like, I feel, like, devastated.
Because you felt like you lost him. Even though you never had him,
yeah,
you feel like you lost him. Because your mind is of the notion right now that they're going to end up with Brett. You've convinced yourself.
Yes.
He's a Philly. I mean, you might as well. The only thing that's missing is him trotting out of the dugout and running
under
the field.
First of all, I believe it. Like, I believe that John Middleton is making him a Philly. Like, he wants him. He's not going to be outbid. Yeah. So if something happens, and I'm not blaming the Phillies for it, but if something happens and he doesn't want to come here and decides to go back to D.C., I'm devastated.
Yeah, I am too. But the Phillies will get blamed. The fans will blame the Phillies if they didn't do what it took.
It's only the Phillies' fault if they don't pony up.
Yeah.
And that's not an issue with Middleton.
So if he just says, hey, I took less money to go to Washington.
Yeah, well, he says, I took the same offer. In my mind, yeah, because I don't think Middleton.
Well, Middleton's got to go higher than if he took the same offer.
Yeah, but he can say, well, all right.
You know?
I mean, I'm assuming that John Middleton will go as high as it takes. I believe that.
Okay. So if it doesn't happen for some reason, and obviously the decision comes down to one man, and that's Bryce Harper.
Right. If he says, I wanted to go back to D.C.
Boy, if he came here after doing that, man, the fan base would be on him for spurning
him. Yeah, but I would feel devastated.
Yeah, I would too. And it takes a lot of juice out of, you know, the 2019 Philly season. And it does affect attendance. It affects it. And it affects your interest.
Yes.
Of course it does. That's not being a faux fan. If they don't have a superstar or a lightning rod player,
yes,
I mean, that's human nature. That doesn't make you a bad fan.
No.
I'm not of that notion. So Andrew put up a poll, and it's brought to you by Roofing Nation. Get a brand new roof for as low as $7,900 plus free gutters. Call Roofing Nation at 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. If the Phillies end up signing Bryce Harper, how many games will you try to go to in the 2019 season? You have four options. None. 9% voted for that. 45%.
He's done better, Andrew.
Yeah, they're getting better.
No. He's done better.
You don't love
see,
this
to me,
poll.
It's more about if he doesn't come here,
what's the effect?
Yeah, like, are you devastated?
Yeah. But 45% in 1-5 games, 25-5-10 games, and 21% 10 or more, which is where I voted. I mean, I want to go see it because he's a spectacle.
Yeah, to me, it's more about just following them. Like, yeah, I mean, obviously you want to go to the ballpark.
You want to be in on 162.
But you want them to matter. There's nothing better when your baseball team matters. Like, you need a summer. It takes you through it, right? It takes you through the spring. Yeah, you know, we all have Sixers.
And playoffs.
You know, not Flyers. I don't think they'll make the playoffs, but still. You'll have Sixers, and we'll look toward the Flyers next year. Then you'll have Phillies, like a opening day, Harper. And then you know how they have the day games?
Mm-hmm.
The early April day games. Like, I love the early April day games. So you watch that, you're in, right?
Yeah, Facebook, yeah.
Right. And yeah, I hate the Facebook.
Yeah.
All right. Hate the Facebook. and then it takes you through the summer down the shore.
Yep.
You know, first Father's Day in June, and then down the shore in July and
August.
Radio
on the beach, the whole thing.
And then you got football back, and then you got a Red October.
Yeah, you have September leading into it, and then the Red October is outrageous because it's every night, and it actually fits well with football season. Sunday football day, and then you get the doubleheader. Like, you got the Eagles play 1 o'clock, and then that night the Phillies
play.
One
of my favorite days, do you remember this? Was a Sunday on Eagles Phillies doubleheader.
The twin bill? Was it at home, both of them?
Yeah, I went to both.
Oh, that's great.
Do you remember that? You remember this?
No.
Eagles Phillies.
08 or something?
It was World Series, it was 09.
Wow!
It was Giants and Yankees.
Whoa, man!
Do you remember that?
The two evil empires. You know, the New York.
And do you remember Giants Yankees?
It was playoff time, wasn't it?
That's World Series.
Yeah,
it was the World Series. That's when Pearl Jam was in town closing the Spectrum.
It was
09.
It was 09.
Yeah, during the World Series.
It was 09. It was the double-double. There was one other double-double. Home Eagles.
Rangers.
It was like one of those great. Well, that was the Fly Eagles.
When Lindros came back to town.
Yeah. But no, there was another Phillies Eagles, like big moment, World Series.
And the Eagles played like the same day.
Playoffs, you know, yeah, leading up to it.
The whole complex is like bustling and going crazy.
Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah, it's awesome. 610-632-0975. Coming up, we'll give you a keyword chance to win $1,000 in our Big Green giveaway. Jim Salisbury at 1130. But let's get to the phones, and Nick in Naples has been hanging on patiently. Nick, how you doing? You're on the Fanatic.
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Good, buddy.
First time caller. Enjoy your show.
Welcome, brother.
So, Anthony, you said people aren't hung up. I'm pretty hung up on this Bryce Harper. I've been looking at Twitter since he met with the Phillies in Vegas, and I've been looking probably night and day waiting for some kind of announcement. So
bless
I don't know what's taking so long. I got the tweet for the bats that was given out yesterday for the Harper bats, and then MLB show announcement today, hopefully, and then the Vegas tweet last night. So I've been just waiting for that, and I think what you said before the last segment about people not demanding Bryce Harper, you're a fool. I totally agree, because when Jim Thome came here, that was the start of something great with a superstar coming to Philly, and I think it just started to bring more people to Philly. And I think Bryce Harper has that effect on the free agents coming forward, like a Trout or the guy from Colorado, the third baseman. I think this is a huge, huge pickup if we get him. So I'm just waiting day and night.
I mean, he's that great of a player.
And
think about it, Nick. You're at a time where the Yankees and the Red Sox aren't interested. Nope. Like, you got to. That's when you
got
to.
Dodgers got Pollock, so. I just don't see who, unless he goes back to Washington, which if we can beat the price, then I don't know why he wouldn't want to come here. We would, the passion here, he would love it. So.
Oh, and he's had success in the ballpark too, Nick.
Yeah, we have company seats, actually, our company, and I live in Naples, but I'm originally from South Jersey, and I would probably, that question you guys asked, I'd probably be 10 plus. If he didn't sign, it's tough because I have a 7-year-old son who loves the Phillies, and I love taking him to away games and all that stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so, but I definitely would go.
So what part? You're in Naples, Florida?
Naples, Florida, yeah. I moved out 2 years ago, but I lived in Voorhees, New Jersey.
My father lives in Bonita Springs.
Oh, yeah. It's like 15 minutes away.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's not too far. Before I go, guys, I want to ask one question. It's about the Sixers. Just a scenario. I love Simmons. I know you guys say he might be untouchable, which I totally agree. But if the scenario was if we could somehow trade Simmons to the Pelicans and get Davis and Holiday without giving up Butler, would you do that, having the four guys of Butler, Embiid, Davis, and Holiday?
Well, he's not untouchable then, according to you, Nick, if you would make that deal.
I'm not a Holiday fan.
So you wouldn't?
I'm not a Drew
two
Holiday.
Players,
but, you know, I get it. I mean,
you need a ball handler.
It's hard to pass up.
Yeah, but you got Simmons is untouchable, so you wouldn't pull the string.
Well, you know, I don't want to trade Simmons, so you kind of know.
Yeah, you have no desire because you're projecting.
I don't like Drew Holiday. I know, you know, people do, and mm-hmm. you know he fills a need, but you know it's hard to pass up having that four.
But he's only like 28. I feel like he's been in the league forever.
Because he has.
It's crazy. 610-632-0975.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.